Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
COVID lazy, bro. It's real. It is. I'm bombarded. I've never seen this in my career. Bombarded, buried by business owners saying, Marty, you're spot on, man. We're begging people. Tomorrow, 11 o'clock, this same hour, we're going to throw out 200 job opportunities. We're going to have folks on standby ready to answer the phones. Some of them pay up to $100,000, and you'll be home by dinner. Come on, man. Companies are desperate. COVID lazy, bro. Sign of the times, man. It's something that business owners have never seen before. My boy, Jeff Cohen, one of my close friends, has always been successful in business, has a wholesale business, has a deli. He runs the whole joint, multi-million dollar operation. Right now, he's doing food deliveries, right now, delivering. Why? Can't get employees, man. Can't get employees. Desperate. It's bad, man. We're going to get into that further. And so throwing more money at it. You heard what I read from the employment agency guy. No one wants to get off the couch. It's bad. It's historic. COVID lazy. Meantime, also got to talk about Amazon. My friend Lynn got into this yesterday. Hysterical. Only in Western Pennsylvania would people complain about Amazon. People beg these companies to come into their communities. They pay them tens of millions of dollars. Tens of millions to come into their communities. They build them highways. They give them tax credits to get Amazon. It's a fact, Jack. Man, for at least 20 years, I've been driving past that. My father worked for Westinghouse, and we love Westinghouse. Been driving past the Westinghouse complex, the technology, George Westinghouse Technology and Research Park in Churchill. Massive. It's been empty 20 years. Empty. Empty. Begging people to come in there. Amazon. The word is Amazon's coming in. They're complaining. Too much traffic. Oh, it's going to be a nightmare. Millions of jobs. Millions of dollars. To the region, millions to the school district, millions. They're complaining, it's gonna be traffic. Oh, gotta get into that too. One of my closest friends at one of the best run businesses in America, Mark Serrao at Oakmont Bakery. The critical reason why it runs so well, just my amateur view, family. Family. Because your son's going to work. Your daughter's going to work. Your wife's going to work. You're going to work. It's a fact, man. Norm Candelore is Barking Beauties. Why does it work? He runs it. His daughter runs it. Family. Voss TV and Appliance. Why does it work? Family. It's the truth, man. Bowser. Why does it work? Family. Why am I telling you this? Because once you get past family, you lose the edge, the loyalty, the commitment. My take. Mr. Sorreo, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Marty. Good. How are you doing?
My brother. I have interviewed, man, we're going on 2 weeks now of the desperate attempt by successful business owners paying top dollar to attract employees. Frustrating, is it not, sir?
It is very frustrating. We have, we've been interviewing people nonstop for 2 years since we moved into our new building. But the last few months, you know, we've always been able to hire employees. That's one thing. But the last few months, we put ads out on Indeed and Facebook and wherever we can. And, you know, we get 10 or 12 responses. We set up interviews. Less than half of them show up. The people that do show up and get hired, less than half of them show up for their first day of work, and less than half of them show up for the third day of work.
And again, Mark, am I right in my theory that your business kills it because it's family run and family helps family, right?
Yeah, I mean, my family, you know, I have children, my wife, me, my sisters have all been in the business since it started. So we have great relationships with people. I mean, we have a lot of people at the bakery that work there that have been there for 30 years. And those are the people, I call them, you know, we have my family, and we also have psychological owners, which I call those people psychological owners, because they act like my kids, my sisters. And so, I mean, without them, I don't know what we would do. Without those people that we know are committed, we know are loyal, they're going to show up no matter what. That's really the nuts and bolts of the operation.
By the way, the people. Honestly, top five best businesses I've ever seen run in my life, ever. It's amazing. But you're seeing this transition in our culture regarding work ethic. Are you not, sir?
I'm sorry, you cut out. What was that?
You're seeing our culture changing dramatically regarding work ethic.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's no question about it.
Why? What's happened?
You know, minimum wage hasn't existed in our area anyway for a very long time. Like, we haven't paid people $7.25 an hour for 10 years. So that isn't even high school kids. We don't start them at minimum wage. But I do believe that a living Wharton and trying to start, you know, people, high school kids, college kids at $15 an hour.
Gosh.
All it does is drive the cost of everything up. So, you know, our donuts are $11 a dozen. They'll have to be $20 a dozen in order to do that, you know. So I think that it's just a vicious cycle that we're in right now.
Mark, I call it COVID lazy. Do you see that too? Folks are digging the COVID thing because they're getting checks. Why go to work?
There's a lot of COVID crazy right now. I mean, you know, people get allergies every year and now they call it COVID.
Really?
And they're off work for 10 days. Yeah. I mean, it's like, and I think some people are afraid and some people just use it. You know, I'm not really sure, you know, how we're going to, one thing for sure is businesses and people are resilient. They're coming back strong after the pandemic.
I agree.
But we do need people to get on board and, you know, really help these businesses get going.
I agree. My brother, thank you.
Thank you, Marty.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.